This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Look at B dropping Night at the Roxbury knowledge.
I better not shake my head too much. I might get dizzy over here, dog.
No, don't get dizzy, B. For the record, I found the other part of the ball mark.
Yes, you did. I appreciate you, dude. Yeah,
you're welcome. I really hope Haynes ain't closing. I hope Langston ain't closing. I hope Rock Creek ain't closing. I hope cooler minds can prevail. But I did get this fresh Haynes quarter zip while I was there.
Yeah.
I went in. I did my part. I went in, spent almost $100. I got a grilled cheese, a quarter zip, and two ball marks.
There you go, Jay.
I wanted to get a beer, but I didn't.
I mean, that's the open of play. So we get another good day. We need to go over and play again.
We should.
We get Landfield out with
us. If it's open.
It's going to be open for a minute. I don't think anything is happening quickly. Based off of stuff I've seen and heard, ain't nothing happening.
The problem with all of this is that nothing has happened quickly.
I'm saying. But I'm just thinking we go over, get a play, and we don't have AJ with us, so Amit won't die.
When did AJ? Cody.
Cody almost killed Amit.
AJ was when he tried to tee it up in the woods.
AJ was teeing up in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how your lie is so good? Oh, I put it on the tee. You don't know you can't.
Hit Mitch, and Mitch just luckily knocked it down. Ball was going right at his head.
We've had some times with this show, bro.
Oh, have we ever. All right. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We appreciate you listening.
Merci.
Appreciate you watching on Monumental Sports Network or hanging
Merci
out
beaucoup,
on
mon amis.
The YouTube chat. Let's get up to speed on the Commanders coordinators situation. Shout out to Hogs Haven. They're doing a hell of a job of kind of tracking every little update, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the news came that the Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel, right? And whatever gets said down there, the only reason they fired Mike McDaniel is because John Harbaugh became available. Looking at only offshore books give these kind of odds, although I don't know what's happening in the online betting space because, like, these predictive markets like Polymarket and the other one's called, like, Kaishi or something are now becoming legal and, like, FanDuel might be merging with them. So who knows what the hell
is going on. It's a lot of stuff going on, bro. And they bet on everything.
Yo, there's money.
Whatever. Hey, we have a bet that JP won't be on time tomorrow.
I mean, for me, you probably get a little bit of plus money, like plus 125. White Brian to not be on time is minus 180. but betonline.ag, so I guess that's like Antigua or something, has odds on John Harbaugh's next job. Dolphins are minus 175. Giants are plus 175. I don't know if you noticed this last night. They had Jackson Dart was on the sideline for Ole Miss. You know how these internet streets are.
Did he get a concussion?
I don't believe so. He was wearing some big-ass glasses, though. Maybe that's stylistic. Dart, you could clearly see. The cameras caught him saying, yeah, the next coach is either going to be Harbaugh or Stefanski. Which I believe for the Giants. BetOnline has Harbaugh taking over the Dolphins job at minus 175, taking over the Giants job at plus 175. Which of those two jobs do you think is better?
Miami.
Why? I don't think you have a quarterback.
I just think the thing about Miami, he has a relationship with that owner already. He won't have all of the stress of the New York media, you know, because John Harbaugh going there, normally you have to compete against the coach who just left. John Harbaugh's going there, they're going to expect a lot. You know what I mean? They're going to expect a lot. And they have way more scrutiny than Miami does. And I believe he can go into Miami and make a change, make it quicker. They got talent down there. They got some talent on that offense.
The Dolphins, this happened in the last 15, 20 minutes, breaking news here. The Dolphins have hired Packers Vice President of Player Personnel, John Eric Sullivan, as their new general manager. I have no idea John Eric Sullivan's background. I don't know what that would mean for a John Harbaugh hire. I think if you're John Harbaugh and you kind of get to call your shot here, you kind of get to pick. Like, you can have the GM and that's cool, but like, I'm kind of in charge here, dude. This new John Eric Sullivan is now GM of the Niners. Guess where he's from, B?
Where?
It appears Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh.
He went to Catholic High School in Baton Rouge.
Catholic High. Warwick Dunn.
That's crazy you said that. Apparently, I guess this dude was a receiver and Warwick Dunn was the quarterback.
Yep.
Now, my only curiosity here is are there any ties to Baltimore? And it doesn't look like it. It looks like this dude has been with the Packers forever. Training camp intern in 03. He then just became what looks like a QC, football operations department employee was his title, from 04 to 07. Then he came up the scouting ranks, co-director of player personnel in 18, VP of player personnel the last 4 years, now the Dolphins GM. Personally, I think Harbaugh takes the Dolphins job. Do you also?
I think so. I think when you start looking at that with the relationship with the owner of the team and that family and the Harbaugh family, I think that will be something that probably will happen.
So where does that leave Washington? I think, hell, we opened the phone lines yesterday. I've never heard such uniformity amongst this fan base. Everybody wants McDaniel. What we have learned, and this was reported last night, the command, I believe Schefter reported that it was, they completed an interview with Dallas Cowboys tight end coach Lunda Wells. I hope I'm saying that right. L-U-N-D-A. Lunda.
Yeah. L. Wells.
Tight ends coach Wells.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Dan Quinn and Wells obviously coached together in Dallas for three seasons. There is... apparently, Wells is well thought of and is a guy that, you know, Washington wanted to at least have a conversation with about the offensive coordinator job. Now, one thing that sucks, and I don't know the answer here, right, is so Washington interviews Lunda Wells last night. Schefter reported the interview was done and happened. Lunda Wells is a African-American man. Now, he's a tight ends coach, and it's a dude that not a lot of people have heard of. So there's just like immediate, like, oh, man, that's just Rooney Rule. What if it's not? What if, we're talking about David Blau as a possibility. Like, what if Dan Quinn knows this dude Wells and is like, I at least want to talk to him?
Yeah. I see where he's at now. Cause you like, maybe they thought he was a guy, just like we look at Blau and think, well, this could be one of the next guys. They could have thought that about him. You never know.
Yeah, and I think... Honestly, to me, interviewing a young position coach that is not top of mind, that is not like a household name among hardcore NFL fans, I think that's actually the intention of the rule, is to get new names elevated.
In the circulation.
And then he goes through that experience of like, okay, this is what it's like. I got to have my plan together. I got to tell him how I would run things. Like, whether Wells... gets the job or not, I think that's actually that rule being implemented in the correct mold of what it was supposed to, of what it's intended to be. I don't know if you agree, but I like the idea is it's not just white dudes that get interviews. It's everybody because football includes everybody. So whatever happened there, I'm not going to pretend to know a ton about Lunda Wells. I mean, I could reach out to some folks in Dallas to try to get a better idea. But I don't hate what happened there. I think that's actually the intentionality of what the Rooney Rule is supposed to present, if it even is that. And I think perhaps it's a little unfair to just make that automatic assumption that that's what it was. And guess where Lunda Wells is from, Brian?
Where?
Baton Rouge.
Damn, Baton Rouge on fire today.
He played at Southern. Didn't Monica go to Southern? Yeah. He was a guard at Southern. I also, if you listen to tight ends will tell you it's the hardest position in football because there's no other job where you're asked to both block consistently, run routes, be a part of the offense. You have to do more things, right? Now, my guess is most football players will tell you their position is the hardest in football, but tight ends at least have an argument, and I think you see a lot of guys come up the tight end coach path that turn into something. Dan Campbell was a tight ends coach. Sean McVay was a tight ends coach. It's an interesting spot because you have to blend the run game and the pass game more so than probably any other position to be a position coach. I don't know that Lunda Wells is really going to get that job, but it's at least interesting. They're at least starting the process.
Yep.
The other thing that's interesting, and this wasn't specific to Washington, but Jeff Ulbrich has been a name tossed around with the Commanders' defensive coordinator position. Ulbrich and Dan Quinn go way back. Ulbrich, I think, did a good job with Atlanta this year as the defensive coordinator there. They did a really good job of rushing the passer. I would add that they also added a bunch of talent. They drafted two pass rushers in the first round. The Cowboys reached out to Ulbrich. The Cowboys reached out to Atlanta, however, to interview Ulbrich for their defensive coordinator job. Atlanta said no. Now, a team does not have to let a guy go interview if it's a lateral move.
Yeah.
Now, could they inflate it and give him an assistant head coach title or something?
Yeah, if they give him that, then he could roll.
Atlanta claims, so Ulbrich's under contract, and they're not letting him interview until they at least know what they're doing at head coach. Because what if their head coach wants to keep Ulbrich as the DC?
What if Ulbrich is their head coach?
Interesting times. So the assumption that Ulbrich, the assumption on the defensive side of the ball is Ulbrich and Raheem Morris are kind of the leaders in the clubhouse. We know that Washington has already interviewed Patrick, they've requested an interview anyway, with Patrick Graham from the Raiders.
Yeah.
People can be dismissive because the Raiders were terrible. The way that dude coached the Giants when the Giants were terrible, he could coach. And did we ever confirm? I believe Patrick Graham's a Yalie. I think he's a pretty smart dude. And if you want to go one step further, let me first confirm he's a Yale guy. Yale University. You know who else went to Yale University?
Who?
One, our friend Jay Blunt up in New York. But that's not who I'm talking about. I'll tell you who else went to Yale University that could be kind of interesting as this thing all ties together. Shout out to Yale. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.